It's time to hack the movies with Tony and Newt and Crystal.
Fascinating.
What are you reading?
Oh, this was sent to our P.O. box. It's called The Destroyer of Worlds, An Answer to Every Question by Stephen Serrell.
Can it tell me where my dad went?
Possibly. I was reading it because we're talking about a dinosaur-themed movie today. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, this has got a dinosaur on it.
It does.
It does.
You want me to read the back of the book here?
Please.
Yes, please.
I believe this is available on Amazon, by the way.
Say it with passion, please.
Okay. It's the book of the century with an answer to every question. Book of the century and an answer to every question are both in quotations. Including a logical explanation for the formation of the cosmos, the meaning of life.
Is this Dianetics?
The origins of evil, the source of suffering, the root cause of death.
The source of suffering.
And the true price of freedom. It showcases the most powerful characters ever put to paper. It also features major mythological events such as Ragnarok, the Titanomachy, the Fall, the Armageddon, and the Apocalypse. Armageddon and the Apocalypse.
Huh.
And a surprisingly coherent... That's...
Doesn't really fill me with a lot of confidence.
I know when I rate movies, I'm like, don't worry, you'll be able to follow the movie. You won't be lost. All-encompassing story. Follow Athena, Loki, Thor, Susano, and a superpowered T-Rex as they battle a powerful race of dragons for total control of the cosmos. So, and then the back...
Superhero dinosaur is what you just said?
Yes. So on the back, we have a little T-Rex.
Uh-huh. In a blanket. Cute.
We have a cosmic dragon. We have another dinosaur at the Capitol building, which has been destroyed.
We're not going to say a word about that.
We have, I guess that's Athena.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's Loki because he has horns, but yeah. I don't remember Loki being a goat man and a samurai. And that's by Stephen Serrell. He sent it to us at our P.O. box.
Which you can find.
Yes, we haven't gotten any things lately. I keep wanting to do another mailbag episode for Patreon.
I got two cards actually recently. That I got a St. Paddy's Day card.
A while ago when you were here, though.
That was a while ago.
I got St. Paddy's Day card.
I don't think,
card.
Like,
that
you
this far?
People are sending stuff in, but we haven't gotten anything lately. Yeah. So if you want to send stuff, like...
Send stuff.
This book that has all the answers to everything.
Can it help me find my car keys? Because I actually can't find my car keys.
Let me see. The son of a bitch escaped, said Azor.
Oh, they're in the kitchen.
There you go. Anyway.
So we're talking about...
Enough about that. Religion and mythology and dinosaurs. Let's talk about Velocipastor. Velocipastor, which is a movie about a pastor who turns into a velociraptor.
That is the dumbest idea ever. It's like almost as bad as like... A shark Dracula or like a mummy detective or something like that. Really dumb ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those
suck at somebody.
Those would be really stupid.
Those would be really stupid,
people
guys.
People made that. Yeah.
Really dumb.
Be even stupider if somebody paid for that to get made.
So, yes. Velocipastor.
Yes.
This is a movie.
Yes, it is. It was greatly enhanced by the meme.
Yes.
The cover just went viral.
No, it was like the perfect movie doesn't exist, and it was the
and then it was the Amazon description.
Yes.
It was Wild Eye Releasing, who we had done some business with in the past. We just shot the opening scene of the sequel to Shark Exorcist.
You know what?
Which is called Bigfoot Exorcist.
Look, never in a million years when I watch Shark Exorcist on the big screen, one of the six people who probably can claim they have, never did I think that one day I would help shoot a scene in the sequel. But because I'm so famous.
They reached out to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they reached out to you because they were too intimidated to reach out to me.
Yeah.
So Wild Eye, they make movies.
They make
Amityville movies.
Yes, they do.
There might be another Amityville movie in the future.
You never know if somebody's been making a secret movie.
Yeah, but we have to get haircuts so we can finish it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
So Velocipastor started out as a fake trailer.
He did it as a school project in 2010, I read.
Yeah, he made a fake trailer in 2010.
That's actually the time I came up with Mummy Cop. God damn it!
It's 2 years before we started making Midnight Show, which we've been making for 10 years, which is all made of fake Grindhouse
yes.
trailers.
Yes.
Crystal's in like 20 of them. We shot the whole thing. And
yeah. Well, you're an award-winning director now for
That's
one.
For Gorilla.
My segment.
Which I wore because we got into Joe Bob's Haunted Drive-In yes. in L.A.
Joe Bob.
Crystal and I went out last October and showed that. But the movie was inspired by a text message that the director had sent, and he wrote Velociraptor, but it auto-corrected to Velocipastor, and he said, I'm going to make that into a movie. And sure enough, they made it into a movie.
This is how your ideas happen, which is so
odd.
On his drive, he'll text me and be like, hey, listen, I just thought of this on my drive home.
I was sitting at a red light in Somerdale, New Jersey, and the sign on the back of the truck was for stump grinding. And I had the idea that what if we made an armless, legless 1970s porn star? And that's where Stump Grinder came from.
And then what if you made it again?
We actually made it three times.
And then what if you said, Tony, he's not as famous as me, Newt. Yeah. And then you made it again. You didn't know what you were throwing away there. Johanna's in that, too.
I know, yeah.
Look up Stump Grinder on YouTube. I don't think... It's not on our channel. We can't do anything. Johanna would be very happy for you to look up Stump Grinder. Yep. I would be very happy for you to look up
but
Stump Grinder.
Every fake trailer... I wrote 22 fake trailers based on pun titles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gorilla. Her Time of the Month, which is a female action revenge movie about women who take revenge on hillbillies. Rug Muncher, which is literally about a rug that eats people.
That's
Nunchucks.
Pretty funny.
Nunchucks, which is a William Lustig 80s revenge movie, but with nuns.
You know who you remind me of?
An idiot?
No. What's the DC character who can put two animals together?
Oh, Animal Man?
No, not Animal Man. The other one.
Bwana Beast. Yeah.
Where his power is he could take two animals and just put them together.
Yeah.
You can take two stupid things and just put them together. And then you also wear a Speedo in Just a Man.
Well, that's true, yeah. But no, so it's just one of those things where I respect this movie for what it is.
Yes.
It didn't stick the landing. It could have been a trailer.
And again, if you think you're being too mean, feel free to go back and watch Mummy Cop the series on YouTube, and feel free to be as negative as you want.
Feel free to go watch Swamp Zombies 2.
Yeah, yeah. So when we criticize this movie, it's because we've done very similar things.
But this was
And by the way,
fine.
Director, feel free to criticize this show.
Yes,
we don't
please.
Care.
Well, I like the director's little bio on his IMDb. It was like, special fact, speaks three languages and has a sick rock band. I was like, I like this director.
Did he write his
He wrote
own?
That. And it literally said, written by, what was it, Brandon Steer. I was like, this is
To
awesome.
Be fair,
I
wrote my own bio section for IMDb because I was in a movie called Leaf about Ryan Leaf, who was a pro football player, who was a complete and total failure.
Yeah.
And I was in this movie about him because I had a run-in with him in 1996 when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And this guy made this movie about it. And he's like, oh, I'm going to go to this record store we used to work and I'm going to film your thing. And he's like, oh, you have an IMDb. And this is like when IMDb like first was a thing. I was like, awesome. He's like, so write your bio. And I was like, ad-libbed all of his lines in Leaf. Like,
remember when I had to write a bio for Joe Bob's Drive-In?
Yes.
And you were like, you need to write a bio. And I just sent you one sentence. Tony Peluso.
Fucks.
I'm sorry. Tony from Hack the Movie. He fucks good. Yeah.
And I was like, don't lie to Joe Bob's
people. Being like, oh.
Okay.
And then they watch Gorilla and they're like, oh.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
So luckily I took notes because I've forgotten most of the movie. Again, it feels like it should have just been it reminds me a lot of like Kung Fury.
Yeah.
Only this time the Chinese investors didn't pull out of the film, unlike Kung Fury 2, which is still so funny.
Well, this movie, it felt as if the beginning was a little bit more on the serious note, and then it just got more and more ridiculous.
Well,
I started really liking it towards the end, because I was like, here's what I wanted that
no,
I feel.
Like,
for me.
I feel like they try to make it dumber in post.
Yeah.
Because the beginning is, like, cheesy.
Like when there's the car explosion that says VFX
that
shot.
That was fantastic.
Blade, you know?
Yeah, but, like, not the whole movie is
no.
like that.
No, which is very odd. It had different elements where I was like, the two main characters weren't bad, and then they throw some really bad actors, and I was like, oh, you're mixing two totally different bads together, and then some of the shots were really, really bad, and then there are some scenes that were actually lit pretty well, and I was
The sex scene felt like it was in a completely different movie.
Yeah, I wonder if they like were like, oh, let's make a cool movie with a cheesy concept, not take it too seriously, and then and in then post, they were like, let's make it even dumber, like Naked Gun, Airplane sort of stuff.
But at that point, towards the end, I just like gave into it, because you can't, from the beginning, you can't take it seriously, and then by the end, I was like, this is just stupid and fun. But I'm just going to enjoy it.
It's weird, because like, all right, so the movie begins.
You can't hate too hard on it.
A priest who, all right, it's been a while since I've been to church, but I grew up in the Catholic Church. I don't think a priest is a pastor. I think those are two different things.
Yes.
I don't know.
I forget.
My cat's called Beelzebub. I wasn't a very good Catholic.
I've been an atheist since the fifth grade, so.
My siblings literally say, if I go into a church, I'm going to burn up. I swear to God.
Well, the redheads also were.
We have no souls. Witches, we were witches, yeah.
So then the beginning, like, the priest is saying hi to his parents.
Yeah. But wait. Can we? Wait, oh. I'm sorry. But we can't miss the very beginning where it says X-rated by an all-Christian jury.
Which you they stole. No.
Yeah.
Black Devil Doll, done by the guys who own Rotten Cotton. They had a trailer that was, because Black Devil Doll, it was rated X by an all-white jury, and that was in 2007, that's when I met you.
You showed me this! I forgot about that!
They took something from a different movie at the end.
Oh, I know, and that's when I was like,
which is fine if this was trying to, like, kind of parody of those movies or feel like those movies, but then there's but then there's over the top goofy stuff, like it doesn't know what it wants to be. So yeah, his parents blow up an explosion, and then this is weird, like his other priest, and by the way, they're just wearing Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
They managed to film in a church, and I do appreciate that they tried to fake a mass in the beginning, but they only had like one guy there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was fine with that. But he's like trying to help him, but it's edited like shitty on purpose.
Yeah.
But then the rest of the movie's edited pretty well.
Yeah.
Which is why this beginning thing feels weird.
I do like the car explosion though. That was a funny gag.
That was really funny,
but then the rest of the movie didn't really have that
humor. So except for when he transforms back.
A little bit, yeah.
But if it kept that style throughout the entire thing, it really would have made it.
Didn't the priest also kind of look like an off-brand Chris Pine?
Sort of.
Like he looked like
a goofy wig.
Like he looked like the Kmart Chris Pine, you know?
So yeah, I do like the beginning intro with him with the rear projection and the car, which that looks good. It's like, do you want to have good effects or bad effects? Yeah,
so he's going, so he's upset, by the way.
Yeah.
And his mentor, or what, he's another pastor, I guess.
He's another priest.
Another priest. Father, what is it? Father Stewart goes to him, and he's all upset, and he's now questioning his religion. He goes, go find, what was it? Go where God does not, will not, or go where drive where God will not find you.
I have it written down.
Oh,
I have it verbatim written down. Go where you think God will not follow. If you find him there, then it's right. So then he goes to China.
China.
Because apparently God won't follow you to China. It's really mean.
And he literally says the words as he's in China.
Oh, he's like, China. But it's clearly like his backyard.
Yeah. Yes. I do like when he's like, China is east. Yeah. So then a girl is running away, and she's holding on to a tooth. And she gets shot by like a ninja.
Mm-hmm.
With like, an arrow,
who I think are Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the Mortal Kombat, the album, Sub-Zero is a Chinese ninja warrior with his heart so cold. Have you ever heard that album? It's so great.
Justin has it in his car.
I know. We listen to it on a loop when we do drives. Chinese Ninja Warrior. Anyway, so ninjas, which happen to be in China for some reason, shoot a Chinese girl with a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
The priest grabs the tooth, but then it cuts him and it gets in his blood.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just wakes up in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've had the dream again.
Yeah, he's haunted by the nightmares. Mm-hmm. And this really bothered me in the movie. Look, I'm guilty of this. But this movie is very guilty of this. There was dust all over the lens.
Yes.
And I don't think it was on purpose.
No.
And it's just like, one second.
We have the little thing.
Let me grab something.
I hope he doesn't come back.
You want to talk porn reviews?
We could just make out.
No.
No? All right.
No, well, sorry.
Okay. I think that would work. Look, it's a little football.
So, and this is years of me screwing up and getting dust in the lens. You get one of these bad boys. First off, you get a little brush, and in between takes, give it a little this.
I've been using that for enemas.
Look, I worked on a TV show briefly.
Oh, did you?
I've talked
about it. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I never say what it is because it only got one season. But I worked on a TV show, and we were filming in the bright sunlight, and I didn't realize I had dust on the lens. So, like, for all my shots, there was just a big piece of dust on the lens. So now I'm, like, real self-conscious
I didn't read this whole thing, but it says, government warning, according to Surgeon General, women should not drink alcohol. And I didn't realize, oh, during pregnancy. I just saw that first part. And what the fuck?
Yeah, so there's just dust all over the lens and multiple stuff. But we meet the prostitute meets her pimp. What's his name?
Frankie Mermaid.
Yes, Frankie Mermaid.
And Crystal texts me and she's like, did you write this character?
Lines that he says are the lines that would come out of this fucker's
mouth. So why was he called Frankie Mermaid, though?
Because he's swimming in bitches.
Yo, Jerry, if you stuff dicks in your mouth like you're doing that sandwich, I'd be a fucking millionaire by now.
With my luck, though, I'd have like the mermaid, but it's the fish part on like the top.
Yeah, so she's getting yelled at by her pimp, and then the priest starts slowly turning into a dinosaur.
Yeah,
yeah. It's, yep. What? Oh, and the girl, her name's Alyssa Kemsky. She's apparently from Cranford, New Jersey. She's a Jersey girl. I was like, hey, girl.
She looks like not Jennifer Lawrence.
She's beautiful.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
She was super cute.
Let's get her in charge.
Yeah. Do you want to be in Sharkula?
You ask her and she's just like, I did philosophy.
I was, yeah.
But
I'm
the
good.
Two main characters, I was like, wow, they're actually very attractive. And then you see everyone else and you're like, they just pulled those people off the street.
I don't know. The lead guy, like, I was looking at him and I'm like, he kind of looks also like discount Benedict Cumberbatch. But I also said, I was watching the movie, I was like, if you made me draw Dexter from memory, he looks like that as well.
Yeah, that is the perfect way to describe it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so we get classic superhero scene of saving girl in a park from bad guy, and he's a dinosaur.
And this is the first time you see this dinosaur face. You actually see the head.
I mean, it looks cheesy, but it looks like they were trying to make it look cool.
Yeah, because over the summer, we made a dinosaur short film.
We did make it. Again, during this whole review, remember, we have also done dumb shit.
I am so ashamed of everything I've ever done.
We
with
did
you guys.
Karate Bikini Dinosaur Planet. We did a sequel that I never got around to editing.
No, you didn't. Yeah. I'm very upset with that.
Crystal, I don't know if you know this.
You're very famous and you're very busy. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to question you.
Between the time we filmed that and now, I got very famous.
Yeah. I know.
Very, very famous. Mm-hmm. Obviously, okay? I will get to it eventually.
But I had to hide from small children that were wandering around this area. Yeah. I'm just in a bra and a little schoolgirl outfit
There will be a sequel to Karate Bikini Dinosaur Planet. Right after I finish the last VHS story.
Yes.
Wild Eye, call us.
Wild Eye, call us. Yeah, go back and watch that video.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he saves her from the mugger. The dinosaur looks okay. Like, it's definitely cheesy, but they're trying to film it to look cool.
Yeah.
The eye is what threw me off.
Yeah.
It's just like a painted eye.
And it reminded me, though, have you ever seen Brutes and Savages?
No.
No.
So there was like in the late 70s, well, early 80s, there was like a lot of Mondo Kane type films. Okay. Like, and they did one that was supposed to be like a faux documentary in Africa. And these two tribesmen have to like test their manhood by going across a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them gets attacked by an alligator. But the alligator looks like, remember that game? There was like a board game with an alligator.
Yeah.
It looked like that.
Yeah.
Or like those things you buy on the boardwalk and you snap them out.
It was the
fakest looking thing ever.
Did you ever see Your Hunter from the Future?
Yes.
Where the dinosaur looks like it's paper mache?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah.
I would love to do Your one day. Anyway, so I kind of like this scene.
Mm-hmm.
And this scene's pretty well written where like the priest wakes up.
I like this.
And it's a wacky mix up.
Yeah.
He thinks he broke his vow of celibacy with the prostitute, but she's actually talking about how he turned into a dinosaur. It's very funny, but then she mentions the dinosaur thing, and he goes, dinosaurs don't exist. Now, again, I went to Catholic school. I assure you, Catholics probably have many problematic beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer really practice the faith, but I assure you, they believed in dinosaurs. I learned about dinosaurs in Catholic school. It's a fun... Again, the fact that he was a Catholic priest really bothered me. If he was a pastor from like another like Christianity thing, I think it would, like the fucking, you know, What are they?
When the world opens again, let's go to that creationism museum.
I would love to go to the creationism.
Let's do an episode from there.
There's a creation museum. Creationism.
They believe, yeah, and it's like people who like believe in like the literal Bible, you know.
Christian fundamentalists.
Yeah. There's a museum that, where?
Can we go to the Noah's Ark? That couldn't be made. They had to make it with modern technology, and it kind of defeated the purpose. Anyway.
Didn't the lady from... Remember, like, there was a time period where, like, the woman who was, like, in the later scenes of Baywatch went to go find Noah's Ark, and they gave her, like, a show on Fox. They're like, whatever.
That's pretty funny.
Jonathan Frakes isn't calling us back. Just go get her. Donna DeErico was her name.
So I thought this was weird. The prostitute convinces him he has to go around killing bad people now.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
It's a training montage mixed in with a eating guys montage.
But only kind of. There's not a lot of eating guys. It's
but there's a lot of training, but I like when he's doing
But this is also, after how he's shocked that she's a hooker. He doesn't even like her though. Yet.
Oh, yeah. Right. You know.
Oh, I guess we'll just skip over that part then. How he's running around in an orange dress of hers.
Oh, that was kind of fun. He was
Right. So sorry, I missed that part.
Okay, so after they,
good job, Crystal, remembering the movie.
Yes, Crystal, sometimes I remember things, and sometimes I don't listen to you guys talk.
And Crystal, I want to appreciate you for watching the movie. Again, follow It's Been Talent on Twitter. Aww. That poor girl. Aww. I love that poor girl. God damn it, watch the movie next time.
We would have watched Power Rangers.
I love Power Rangers.
Well, maybe we could do Turbo.
There you go.
Anyway.
But yeah, so she, after they have their whole woken up scene, and she's telling him, she's like, do you want to see the bodies? Just to try and show him what happened. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, what? She's like, I wouldn't have called the cops. I mean, I'm a hooker. I would get in trouble. Mm. And he's pissed off. She's like, I am also, what does she say? She's also a pre-med lawyer and a hooker, by the way. And she says there's a low demand for hooker doctor lawyers.
Yeah.
I think that would be a high demand.
And it's very in character for a priest to scream at a hooker and berate her. Because we all know Jesus, he hated hookers.
Yep.
Never hung out with them.
But he was so upset that she was a hooker.
Cut to a picture of Mary Magdalene. Anyway, keep going.
Yes.
The Monica Bellucci, Mary Magdalene.
The sexiest woman to ever live. And Jim Caviezel.
Anyway, continue.
So he's out there.
What else has he done other than playing Jesus?
Oh, he did a movie where he time traveled to fight an alien, but he time traveled to like Viking times.
What?
Anyway, continue.
So he's out there in this little orange dress, he still has his boxers and his shoes. So I'm confused of how he has those clothing. But it's like the Hulk, how some clothes grows on him and some things don't. Maybe so he's just out there. He doesn't seem as surprised that there's dead bodies, but so surprised that she's a hooker. So yeah.
His pants never ripped. Well, it was those movies were made in the 40s. They couldn't show his wolf dork.
And then he runs. Yeah. So this is, he runs because he's late to confessional.
Right.
So now he runs because he's so upset. He's so late to confessional.
Yeah.
And this is when we have Frankie Mermaid.
I actually really like
confessional. Loved this part.
I really like this scene. By the way, confessional, it's like a curtain.
Yeah.
I hate a confessional.
You can't smoke in here. And
yeah,
he's like,
I talked about it on the other Exorcist 3 episode with Trisha. We had a Monsignor that we hated, and he was really mean to the kids. Mm-hmm. Just to recap, he told me the Iraq War was my fault because my family missed church. And then he told Trisha that he told multiple kids this, but Trisha was one of them, that like the devil was in their house and stuff. Oh, he's dead now. I got so happy when that guy died. He was a total asshole.
Whoa.
He would bitch about like people not donating enough money during services, and then he would get in like a BMW and drive away. And we're like,
fuck that shit.
It's like, are you supposed to live a life of poverty? Okay, anyway. So this scene's great.
Yeah.
Where Frankie Mermaid is confessing, but then he's just bragging happy about the crime, but he specifically killed the parents.
Oh, shit. Actually, a couple months ago, this fucking old couple, I blew up their car.
He's like, some guy walked out, like, crying, like, it was his parents or something. I'm like, God, that's fucking good. That is so fucking funny.
Didn't he throw a baby over an overpass?
Yes! Like, he's like, what was it? Oh, I took candy from a baby, and then I threw the baby over an overpass, so. And then you just see this light going across the priest's eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he gets his dinosaur hand, which is just
which is the hand
glove.
That we have in the other room.
Yeah, it's just a rubber glove.
That's all it is. Funny.
That scene's good.
Yeah.
That scene's good. Hilarious.
Again, like, it's starting to feel just like a parody of those movies, which is why the beginning was so jarring.
So we get to this point in the movie, and I want to point out that I watched this movie on Tubi.
Oh, I watched it on Amazon Prime.
Okay, I have a lot of questions. What is The Masked Singer?
Oh, you don't know what The Masked Singer
is? No, because every 10 minutes was a ad with The Masked Singer.
Real quick. You don't have Amazon Prime?
I do, but I watched it on Tubi.
Why did you watch it on Tubi?
I didn't know it was on Amazon Prime. He told me it was on Tubi, and I was like, why do I got to watch it on Tubi? Okay.
Yeah, that's where the meme came from, the Amazon Prime.
Oh, I only watched it on Tubi because I like to check.
This is why you can get information from you.
I like to check and see how people are liking Swamp Zombies 2, which is
I'll tell you what The Masked Singer was.
Yes.
I believe it was a Korean show.
Okay, but it's now it has.
An Asian show. The whole thing is someone comes on in a costume and they sing and then asshole celebrities have to guess.
Yeah, it's like the host is the chick who used to date Jim Carrey, who's an anti-vaxxer.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes. What got the show popular overseas is like Ryan Reynolds was on an episode. Ooh. And then they decided to bring it over to Fox and people love it.
Like the Masked Dancer now.
Yes.
And stuff.
I think Sarah Palin was one of the Masked Singers once.
Caitlyn Jenner.
She could see Florida from her. She could see Russia from her house.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I know you as a feminist are very proud of the first woman that was almost female vice president. Anyway, that's what the Masked Singer is.
Her husband's name was Todd, and he rode snowmobiles, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Anyway, yeah, so that's what The Masked Singer is. I'm surprised you didn't know what it was.
No, because the ad kept coming on, and I'm like,
is that where Tubi's getting all their money? Fox money, that makes sense. If you put on Fox, you just see, like, watch SmackDown on Friday and Masked Singer on this day.
Every 10 minutes, I'm like, and I said to my cat, I was like, I bet you it's going to be a Masked Singer ad. And she's like, dude, I'm trying to lick my butthole.
So this is actually where we get the montage.
Yeah.
But this is like when the movie starts taking itself too seriously.
Because he tells her that he runs to her and goes, just to let you know, I'm going to follow what you said.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then she hugs him because he says that he killed Frankie Mermaid, who was her pimp.
Yes.
And she's super happy. And then they do a random weird high five, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
There was a really awkward, yeah, let's do this, high five.
It was like it was like a Napoleon Dynamite kind of edit.
Yeah, that was so weird.
But the montage is edited well, which is why it was jarring with the intentionally bad editing.
When he's doing sit-ups, but he's praying every time he comes up, that was good.
Yeah, and they sprinkle in some killing there. Yeah,
little killing, some dino reading, ice cream.
A little bit of romance. Mm-hmm.
And then they're sitting on the bench and he puts his hand around her.
And then this scene, I thought we were back in China, but that turned out not to be the case. And it's about how the ninjas are in control of the stupid cocaine.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, Miami connection. That's a funny Miami connection.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, though, one, does everyone speak, is it supposed to be Chinese? I don't know, because they came from China originally.
Well, so again,
I'm guessing it's China. I don't know. I don't even know if it's actually
But there's only
language.
One Chinese guy in it.
Yeah.
Everybody else in his thing is wearing masks, but they're clearly black, white, or Hispanic.
Yeah. Yes.
And again, ninjas are not Chinese, unless, of course, you're Sub-Zero, Chinese Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
But he's walking out of the tent, and he's speaking Chinese, Mandarin, whatever language he's supposed to be speaking.
And it's subtitled.
Yeah.
It's subtitled. He also randomly speaks English,
and he
goes back to speaking a different language, and everyone understands what he's saying. And this happens throughout the entire movie, where everyone knows this language, apparently.
Well, it's like in Star Wars. Everybody knows what the fuck the droids are saying.
Yeah.
But that's like its own universe. Like, this is...
So's this. This is the Velocipaster extended universe. In a backyard far, far away, Wild Eye put this movie out.
Yes. So then
weird.
And he has a Hitler mustache. Yeah, and it looks like Tatsu from Ninja Turtles.
Oh yes, yes. And then the old priest, cut back to the old priest, he's mad at the young priest for hanging out with the sex worker, because again, Jesus apparently really hated sex workers.
Yeah.
And would never associate with them. Mary Magdalene. Because they tell you that story in Catholicism.
They do.
To not judge people based on... You're supposed to, like,
it's almost like religious people, Christian people and Catholic people, they don't practice what they preach almost. It's almost like, you know, it's almost like religion is a la carte. We pick the things that we like.
Newt, get your atheism off my Christian show.
I'm a humanist.
So then he tries to tell the priest that he's a dinosaur and the priest does not believe it.
Yes.
Surprisingly. Mm-hmm. Then the young priest has a flashback to his family.
Okay.
Where they're all just laughing.
This was my favorite joke in the movie where he goes, "I'll pick you up after priest college."
Nice. Well, they're at the breakfast table and they're just laughing and laughing, which is actually right before that was another scene where there was a massive amounts of laughter where the two ninjas.
The ninja part got on my
nerves. Where they kept doing an evil laugh. And now there's another laughing scene of the parents and the, what is his, Doug? Yeah. Doug is his name. And they're just sitting at the breakfast table.
Well, his name is Doug Jones, which I thought was funny at the end. I was like, oh, Doug Jones.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny.
From, you know, guy in the suit.
Hellboy.
And The Shape of Water and Star Trek Discovery. And,
yes. Well, and, don't mention that.
Well, no, because last October, I saw Hocus Pocus for the first time ever.
I'm still shocked.
And I tweeted out, I was like, oh, I saw Hocus Pocus. And he liked my tweet and commented under it. And he's like, how is it the first time you've ever seen Hocus Pocus? No. You seem like a big movie fan. And I was like, what the fuck is Doug Jones doing looking at my, you know?
You know what's sad? I've had some cool people tweet at me, and they're all gone now because I auto-delete my tweets.
Oh, yeah.
Auto-delete your tweets, guys.
Especially if you're famous like Tony from
Especially
Hacking
if you're famous.
So famous.
There's no reason to have a tweet older than 3 weeks. Anyway.
Oh. So they're in the car.
Yes, and laughing hysterically. And again, the priest college line. So that's a line that I would see in like Hot Shots or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's two types of way you could I mean, you don't have to do this. You can do whatever you want. Yeah. Art is whatever. Mm-hmm. But usually you would either do the slapsticky airplane approach where like, we're going to parody the story of the movie, but it's to do little gags. Or you do like, hey, we're going to make a movie that's in the style of these films.
Yeah.
Like Black Dynamite.
Exactly, which is perfect.
I really like Black Dynamite, loses steam at the end.
No, but I mean, as far as like capturing the style it's going for.
Yes.
I said the same thing about Manborg. Manborg is another one that captures that style where it's being super self-serious, but everything around it is ridiculous. Yeah. You know, it's like...
And this movie is in the middle.
Yes, and it doesn't know quite what it wants to be. It's not as annoying as Kung Fury.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What's the other one we watched recently that was like that? It was trying to be something, and I was like, stop. No.
I forget.
No.
We watched
it's
so many
weird,
is this stuff that
is...
we made, probably?
Yeah. That sounds right. But there is a line. There is that line, and it just kept crossing the line over and over.
Yeah.
It didn't. No, it just didn't hit that line.
Yeah.
Which sucked, because it could have been good.
Oh, but I do like when the... We skipped over when the priest walks in, and he's telling about dinosaurs. There's a book on his table that says all about dinosaurs. Crime 2 is the book that he's reading, and he puts the Bible, which is small, in front of the big book.
Something like that's funny.
It's funny,
So the priest, the old priest takes the young priest to some wizard dude.
Oh, yeah.
Some black magic guy. Mm-hmm. Looks like a fucking magician, like an LA magician, like Chris Angel or something.
He looked like the dude
magician.
From...
He dies.
Yeah. I thought he looked like the dude from The Mummy... The guy who was Darkman.
Oh, the actual Mumby.
Arnold Vosloo?
Yeah, yes.
No, not Arnold Vosloo, the other guy.
No, Arnold Vosloo.
Arnold Vosloo was the Mummy. Who was the guy who was like the mercenary?
I know you're talking, I'm gonna put a picture up here. I used to know his name, like the back, he does Dr. Fate in Justice League. Like, I know
he
who you're
looks
talking
like
about.
That guy.
Yeah,
but
I like that
mixed
guy.
With the dude who was the role that Bruce Campbell was supposed to be in Drag Me to Hell.
Oh,
if you put those two things together, you have that.
Right. So that's what he's like. Yeah.
I would say with like a Chris Angel kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember those old YouTube, like early days of YouTube, there was the Chris Angel used to harass those two guys.
No, that was David Blaine.
David Blaine.
Yes.
Yes.
That,
do you remember those videos?
Cheez-Its. Those videos are so fucking
and he's like,
funny.
He's like, I gave you $10 on your 10th birthday. He's like, no, you didn't. And he pops in a video of his 10th birthday and he's there.
But I love every time he did like a trick, he would just go.
Yes.
He just walks.
Cheez-Its.
Those were great videos.
Those were great. They started to get stupid by 3 or 4.
But it was when I discovered that is when I discovered that The Angry Video Game Nerd was a show. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that dude's super pop. I remember him when he was 16. I should have been a better friend to him.
But I like the old priest flashing back to Vietnam.
Fucking hilarious.
Which also reminds me of Black Dynamite.
Yes.
Where he flashes back to Vietnam and talks about all the Chinese he killed. And it's like, oh, that's funny. He gets it confused.
There was no point in this thing at all whatsoever.
And then there's the other two guys who are, they're in military outfits.
The worst.
And then the other guys are just in jeans and camo t-shirts.
Yes. That reminds me and my friend did a short years ago. I don't even know if it's still on YouTube, mm-hmm. but like we did the same thing. We had army jackets, but we were wearing like shorts. It was just in my back and it was our Vietnam movie.
So he's talking about his beautiful girlfriend or his wife or whatever. Yeah. A girlfriend he's got back home and he's going to start a family with her. And then somehow she shows up.
Wait.
His friend dies in front of him.
And then he hits the ground, but he's still smoking the cigarette. You're like,
and then as he's writing the letter to then the girlfriend comes.
Yeah.
And she steps
and she's like, James!
And
James!
Fucking running. Explodes.
And I love the two army guys. They're just like, what is she doing here? I don't know. It looks like she wanted to start a family.
Yes! I wrote those words
down. And then they delete the rest of his backstory.
Yeah.
He's like, when I got home, I decided to join the crew. And then it just cuts.
But just the fucking, the gore explosion on him was great.
Amazing.
Yeah. So then the wizard, or whatever, just call him the wizard.
So he's there, and he has a table, and it's tarot cards to do a seance, but it's supposed to be...
Did you say tarot cards?
Tarot cards.
Oh, I thought you said tarot cards.
Oh. Did I? I might have. I don't know. I can't read, talk, do multiple things at once. Tarot cards.
That's why we're so famous.
I know. Yes. Thank you guys so much for letting me be on your show.
You're welcome.
You guys are so famous. I can't. This is like a charity
event.
You're doing me a favor.
I can't forget about the little people.
I appreciate it.
Anyway,
that.
Woman who's taller than both of us. Yeah. Continue.
So they're there with the tarot cards. And the one guy's just like fanning the card for some reason.
And he's just going like that.
As if that's doing something during a seance, but thought that it was supposed to be an exorcism. And there's a random Egyptian goddess statue.
That's right.
Like, what are they doing?
You know
with
what it looked like?
Candles. I was like, this is...
It looked like Vampa, the museum.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Visit Vampa. Check out
Vampa's
our video.
Fantastic.
We're going to be filming there for Sharkula.
We are? Nice.
Yeah.
Good old Edmundo.
Yes. Oh, with that rat bastard, the cinema snob, when he comes out here.
So then he starts feeling something and starts to transform.
Yes. The exorcism does not work.
It does not work.
Yeah.
Like the Italian exorcist version.
And when he transforms, the transformation is horrific.
Yeah.
He has some type of makeup, but then I had to rewind it to relook at it because I was like, oh, did they do like some type of prosthetic, something on his teeth? And I rewind it and he just has some black on his front of his teeth. I was like, this is so bad.
And then he rips the old priest's eye out.
Yes.
Yep.
How did you feel about that?
I had a checkup recently. My eye is healing very well.
Oh, good.
There's no erosion on
both of them are good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the right one used to be the bad one, but the...
For now.
Yeah. My vision's still a little blurry, but overall my eye is very good. But regardless, I did not like seeing an eye get ripped out.
Pulls it all.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You haven't watched Swamp Zombies 2 yet. We have a scene where someone gets their eyeball pulled out by a child zombie.
You know, it's funny. Really, there's a Mummy Cop episode where someone gets stabbed in the eye.
Nice.
Yeah. I did that for me confronting my fear.
That's exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It didn't work. Anyway.
So we have those gloves. They're clearly gloves.
A rubber glove.
Because they're like buckling.
So how is he able to have this giant dinosaur claw and grab an eyeball?
You know what?
It's just...
Because he's magic.
Look.
He's the dragon warrior.
Yes, he's the dragon warrior.
Oh, that's right. He's the dragon warrior. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's right.
So a bunch of ninjas show up.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason, they give one a backstory.
That was funny.
And this reminds me of a really great deleted scene from Austin Powers.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from MAD TV. Remember when he gets steamrolled?
Yep.
In Austin Powers, I don't know if you ever saw this deleted scene. It's so good. When the guy gets steamrolled, it cuts to, like, his family. Because, you know, in those James Bond movies, they're henchmen. You never think guys. About what they do at home.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
Yeah, so it's like the henchman's wife gets a call, and she's like, she has to tell the kids that their stepdad died, and there's a picture of him smiling, and they're all crying. So this is what they remind me of. It's just a random close-up on a ninja, and they give him an entire backstory, and then he just fucking dies.
But stuff like that is fun. Like, I like that scene, you know. Yeah.
And then him and the lady of the evening fall in love and they make sex.
When they find him, he's randomly under a stack of newspapers, by the way.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand. So he goes out and eats three ninjas.
Yeah.
And she comes into the room and he just bursts out of a stack of newspapers that's over him.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a very limited budget. They said, what do we have? We have newspapers. Good. Go with it.
And like I said, they make sex.
They do make
Who
sex.
Who fixes their hair before they have sex? He does that. He goes...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I was like...
I'm too busy saying thank you, thank you. Thank you for touching it. I love you. Let's get married.
I'm
this
cutting
is why
that.
He's still
no, no, no.
I'm leaving in my reaction. Yeah. I'm cutting that.
There's a lot of hands in this montage, by
but
the
it's
way.
I like the way that it's though. I like the way
it's
that it's
nice.
Edited. It's got cool. The picture in picture kind of reminds me of the Brady Bunch opening.
Yeah.
It's like a comic book panel. Like I like the editing, but it feels so out of place.
It's a 4-minute long montage, by the way.
And this is when they're
four
recapping.
Minutes of sex. What is he, Superman?
That's what I was saying. I was like, lucky gal.
Is this also when they're replaying the whole movie?
Yes.
Which reminds me of Future War.
Yeah.
With Daniel Bernhardt.
Yeah.
Great film with killer dinosaurs. But in that movie, there's just a random... The guy gets arrested and he's doing karate in a cell. Mm-hmm. While they're doing that, they're just recapping everything you just saw in the movie.
Yeah.
So I think this was parodying that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When you actually watch a lot of actual bad movies that weren't meant to be bad on purpose, you start to...
Yep.
You know what this movie's parodying.
Because even the sex scene, it feels out of place in this, but there's like... You watch a lot of... 70s exploitation movies especially where like nothing is like that and then all of a sudden there'll be like a psychedelic freakout scene like have you ever seen Dracula versus Frankenstein?
No.
The Al Adamson one. The Regina Carroll is going to find her missing sister and she goes to like this biker bar and the biker guy drugs her and then all of a sudden she has a psychedelic freakout scene where like people are like there's all these flashing lights and she's in like a spider web in her underwear like rolling around in it and then nothing else for the rest of the movie
That's
looks
amazing.
Like that. Or did you ever see The Flowers for Algernon with the guy who played Peter Parker's uncle in the Sam Raimi one?
Yes.
I probably have.
Yeah, it was.
Once.
What was the? What was that? What was his?
I don't know their names.
Ben Parker.
Yes, Ben Parker.
Yeah.
No, but there's a scene where like when he gets smart and he like starts to like experience life and he does drugs and then there's just a psychedelic freak out in the middle of that too. And I remember watching that in the sixth grade. We were reading the book and being like. What just happened?
Well, the original Little Shop of Horrors also has that too.
Yep.
Where they're sitting there, and all of a sudden, it's the most random scene ever.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Little Shop. The original is not the musical.
No, it's not.
No, The musical came out.
I know,
that,
but if people look that up, and it's not the same.
Also, Jack Nicholson is not the star.
But they made him the star.
People always think he's the star of that movie, but no, he's playing the Bill Murray character on the remake. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love the remake, except for the ending change, but even then, the movie's still really good.
James just did it on the In Search of Darkness, and he talks about that whole deleted ending.
Yeah.
Because they did a screening of it, and I went to the screening in Delaware, and they showed that ending, and I didn't know that even existed.
Oh, really?
And I was like, what? This is amazing.
Yeah, it was so much better. But either way, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Great movie. I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, after they make sex, they get
after
into a fight.
There's random ninjas also meditating during the scene as well.
Which reminds me of Shoot 'Em Up.
Mm-hmm.
The sex scene, fight scene in Shoot 'Em Up. And then the one
Drive Angry.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. There was another sex scene.
Yeah.
Shoot 'Em Up did it better.
Shoot 'Em Up's a great movie.
Shoot
'Em Up is a movie that people really don't appreciate.
Do we have Shoot 'Em Up? I love
Also
Shoot 'Em
with
Up.
Monica Bellucci.
Also with Monica Bellucci.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shoot 'Em Up is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they are also badass fighters.
Yeah.
When not in dinosaur form.
What the fuck was that?
In their underwear,
In their underwear, yeah.
These are the worst ninjas I've ever seen because who the fuck rolls into windows and say, hiya! During it.
Ninjas, apparently.
You're the worst quiet ninjas ever to exist.
I've never met a ninja before.
Or have you? That's the thing.
No,
that's true.
They live in the shadows.
They do. These ones don't. And then all of a sudden, Carol pops out of bed and is a badass fighter?
Well, she's a prostitute. She has to be able to, like, protect herself.
She couldn't protect herself from fucking Frankie Mermaid, who slaps the shit out
of
her.
Well, Frankie Mermaid was getting her clients.
Yeah. Plus, Frankie Mermaid's the best character in the movie.
She was petrified of them.
Yeah.
He was the best part.
I want Frankie Mermaid to come back, but, like, as a were-creature, so it's, like, Velocipaster versus, like... Or, no, if he comes back as a dinosaur ghost...
That's pretty funny. Ooh.
And it's Pultosaurus, maybe we could do. Like, okay. Oh, that'd be... Oh, that's a fucking good idea. There's special effects. Like, you can't see them because they're ghosts.
There we go. Blanabeast. Blanabeast again.
No, think about it. Think about that. Okay, have you ever seen Scalps?
No.
The Fred Olen Ray movie?
No.
So Scalps takes place when these people disturb, like, a Native American thing and, like, Native American ghosts. What if there's... I just had this movie idea right now. People disturb Native American ground, which also has dinosaur fossils under it. And they release dinosaur... We'll come up with a title. Pultosaurus isn't that good. You know...
usually you make up a title.
I'll come up with a good one. But then there's like... They're ghosts, so they're invisible. So somebody's head will just get ripped off out of nowhere.
Dino Geist. There you go.
So there's just invisible and people's heads get bit off. But at the end... The person who knows the Native American woman and is able to reverse the spirit, but she does it wrong. So all the dinosaur skeletons in every museum comes alive. I did it.
Just want to remind people you can watch this movie, Swamp Zombies 2, on Amazon Prime and Tubi.
Hey, people really like my Yabba Dabba Don't Go Into the Woods idea.
They do.
Anyway.
You're good and smart. You're good and smart.
I just came up with this and I'm really excited now. Like, I'm gonna go.
Focus on Chocula first.
Okay.
And our secret Amity movie.
Yes.
Which is still secret. Yes. So the old priest survived.
Yes.
And he is now with the Chinese Ninja Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And they explain that their plan is to get everyone in the city hooked on the stupid cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're wondering why I'm saying stupid cocaine, that's from Miami Connection.
Yes.
But then they're going to take away the cocaine because then the people will go through withdrawal and not know what to do and they'll join the church.
But he's speaking Chinese or whatever this language, by the way, again. And Father Stewart understands every single word.
Yeah.
Again. Mm-hmm.
It's like understanding
Wookiee.
I love this plot line.
That's good.
Because it's the classic plot line where, you know, we're going to make a virus just to sell the cure, which is like Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah.
There was another movie we did recently, like, Shining Mnemonic had something similar to that. But I like that it's to sell religion. I thought that was pretty funny. And then they kill the old priest. They brought him back to life just for that scene, and then they kill him.
And he has an eye patch now.
He has an eye patch.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And then the map catches on fire out of nowhere.
Right, because it's magic.
Because of religion.
But the Velocipaster and lady who's now in a dominatrix outfit.
And he's dressed like a 50s greaser.
I said they look like Sandy and Danny from Grease.
That's
funny. Why are you know you're gonna go fight ninjas, you go out in a leather jacket and jeans, and girl, your shirt is so low, I am shocked that her tits stayed in.
Tell me about it, stud.
And she wore heels, and then as she's about to fight, she takes it off, uses it once, and then tosses them.
Yeah.
What?
That's a single-use heel.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
It's always annoying when they give girls heels and like, action scenes. Yeah. Well, at least in that film that I was in, The Dark Knight Rises,
Catwoman's
heels had, like, razor blades, so there was, like, a functionality. But it's weird in, like I remember, like, the Power Rangers reboot I was talking about recently. I remember they gave the girl Power Rangers, like, wedges in their shoes. I'm like, why?
Bryce Dallas Howard runs through Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah, Bryce Dallas Howard runs through
Jurassic World. Or, like, when, what was it? Like, Wonder Woman?
Well, that was a little bit different because she wasn't ready for those circumstances. It was pretty funny.
Or, like, you guys talked about, like, in the Snyder Cut, where Wonder Woman lands in her heels. Like, that hurts my knees.
You watched the reviews we're not in? That you're not in?
I support Hack the Movies.
Oh, thank you.
You're a fucking idiot.
I just assume you have it on mute and you're just talking to people.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. Crystal's here.
No, I actually watch. I swear. I watch every single one of them.
Summer. How does it feel knowing that, like, hundreds of years ago, some women were like, oh, yeah, heels. These are a great idea. And
actually were the first ones to invent heels. Men, it was for, is it stature?
You guys took that from us?
Suckers.
Oh my God, I can imagine
it. It was for short guys.
Oh yeah, yeah, honey.
Wearing heels to make them feel better themselves.
I'm boob height, I'm fine.
Here's what happened, the guy made the heels and all the guys are like, wow, you made too many heels, really but they suck. Let's like pretend like, oh, honey, these heels are great. You know, suck. You can wear them if you want. I mean, it's fine. Like, yeah. Keep buying them. Oh, I promise I'll wear my heels next time. And they slowly phased it out because
I tried to walk around Justin's old house in heels at a party. His friend Michaela was like, I bet you can't wear my high heels and walk around. I was like, I almost fell on the fucking steps. Yeah.
Why do you girls? I mean, you know what? Guys are the same way. Why are we holding on to neckties? Does anyone like neckties? This has been Fashion Hour with Hack Movies. Anyway,
you're not going to Milan. The devil wears nada.
So it turns out the one ninja is Velocipaster's brother, which reminds me of Desperado, yes. Where at the end, for no reason, the bad guy is the main mm-hmm. good guy's brother.
He pops, they replay the car scene. Like you're our only son or something like that, they said. Yeah. And then you just see him pop out of the back seat. And then they replay all the clips and he just randomly appears.
And this dude too, he looks like an off-brand version of Evan Peters.
No, he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's responsible for the parents getting blown up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just so all the times that he was with the parents, that kid was there. Like they sit there, they're laughing in the kitchen and he just walks into the thing with the coffee cup and he's like,
and then they fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's
like, this is the sword of our ancestors. Then it goes, he has the force, and he's like, your ancestors are my ancestors.
It's so stupid. And then he kills him,
stabs him.
Mm-hmm.
But then the hooker gets killed.
Yes.
By the big ninja.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like kicking ass the entire time, mm-hmm. kicking ass.
And then she obviously, she already has the cut across her chest, and she has to turn away from the camera and then turn back, but it's obvious that it's there.
Yeah.
But she just watches him as he comes towards her and does nothing. Nothing at all, and just lets him kill her.
And then, like, he's holding her, and the other ninjas are watching, and they're crying.
Yes.
Because it's such an emotional moment, and I was like, okay.
And then he turns into the Velocipaster.
And it's the first time we see the Velocipaster in all its glory. And it has a giant rip in the crotch of the suit.
Yes, and a hunchback.
And a hunchback.
Where you could tell that's where the actor's head is.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's just knocking guys over. And
it's really...
Also, Velociraptors, by the way...
Rappers?
I did just say that.
Velociraptor, there's your next movie!
it's a Jurassic remake of 8 Mile. Claws are sweaty, mom's spaghetti.
Jesus Christ. Well, there we go. We got another movie.
If we get the DNA, we can clone Brittany Murphy.
Oh, no.
Continue your thought, Crystal, please. Please.
I don't know if I can after that. I was going to say Velociraptors.
Life finds a way.
Yes, Velociraptors.
Velociraptors are actually the size of turkeys. I did my dino research, by the way, and I fell into a deep, deep hole. Velociraptors are the size of turkeys, and they actually had feathers.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's not a species. It's a genus, so it should be Velociraptor something. Velociraptor this, Velociraptor that. But
Jurassic Park ruined it because now everyone takes the image.
Jurassic Park made them awesome.
They made them tall. They did make them awesome. Because they're chickens.
People were like, they did find Utah raptors after Jurassic Park, but they definitely made them bigger to make them scarier.
And there was the Toronto Raptors that won the NBA championship 2 years ago.
That's right. Thank you for that, Newt.
But just to let you know,
raptors are very small,
chickens.
But they're also not magical dinosaur warriors. So
that we know of, you're not a paleontologist or a theologist. Not. A paleontheologist.
We know.
Oh, yeah, that guy was...
Gary.
Gary was here.
Gary!
Is he a paleontologist or an archaeologist?
He was just a big fan of us, so I just thought he was cool.
No, he worked in the liquor industry.
I know, but anybody...
No, but he used to dig up dinosaurs.
Why didn't he tell me that instead of that he works in the liquor industry? That's a cool
thing. He had a Jurassic Park logo on the side of his car.
That doesn't mean that he actually used to do that. I thought he was a fan of Jurassic Park.
No, it's just there's more money in making drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can understand that. Oh, I wish he told
Anyway,
more
he
of
brought
stories.
Some actress to the party who looked very familiar.
Yeah.
And she chewed us out for not liking Wrong Turn. I thought that was
very
weird.
Odd.
And Bring It On. I thought that was weird.
That upset me.
Yeah.
I don't know why she was upset with us not liking. She liked you for liking Bring It On.
I know.
But she was mad at us for not liking her other work. I don't know why she cared so much about Eliza Dushku.
Has anybody ever done a dinosaur themed energy drink and called it fossil fuel?
Do we?
Listen, fossil fuel does not come from dinosaurs.
I know, but it would be a good name
like
for something.
Like oil and stuff comes from like microbes. And
no, I know.
How does your brain work, by the way? I just want to ask
again,
this.
Mixing that.
We're in mid-conversation, and your brain literally splits into your own conversation and ours. And I will give you credit. You're able to do both somehow.
I don't know how syphilis works, but...
So the dinosaur's pretty terrible.
But it's also hilarious. This is the first scene of the movie that I'd ever seen because somebody was like, oh, you have to watch this movie, and they just showed me that clip, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
The main ninja guy shoots him with an arrow in the leg. There's the weird glitch, which I was actually thought was really fucking cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It goes from dinosaur to human and goes, you forgot... I guess, what is it? I'm sorry, I wrote this down. Any words left? He goes, only six. I think my hands are immune. And literally he has just the gloves on and rips the head off. And it's clearly a doll head and just blood squirting everything.
That reminds me.
And I was like, this is amazing.
That reminds me, it showed up on my Facebook memories when we did the YouTube versus Vegeta thing for Justin's old channel. And I did the live action Vegeta Mewtwo where I had the killer Mewtwo rip off Vegeta's head just like that.
And then right afterwards, he just goes, oh, Carol. Just out of nowhere. And next thing you know, they're in the doctor's office.
Yeah.
Supposed to be the hospital, by the way.
Which is, again, like Miami Connection. Yeah. So Miami Connection, the one character clearly died.
Yeah.
But then they bring him back to life in editing. They're like, I'm going to be okay.
So they're in the waiting room, and this weird doctor whose head, it's such a fake thing.
Oh, it falls down?
And he's taking cigarettes out of an ashtray and re-smoking them. Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's healing up nicely. Would you actually like to go see her? He goes in. It's not a hospital.
Yeah.
She's clearly sitting in a dress with, the paper gown right in front of her in a doctor's office. She did it. Oh, she just came out of surgery is what he said.
Yeah.
She just came out of surgery. She's resting. Her heels are she's healing up just fine. No, she's like, oh, I'm good. I'm fine.
Yeah.
And that's when the words, she's fine, pops up on the screen.
I thought that she would say that she was pregnant and they were going to have a dinosaur baby.
My girlfriend was going to say, oh, she's going to say she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And she did.
No.
No.
It's just, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Mm. She's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what did you guys think of the movie?
It wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen.
And then it ends, though.
Yeah.
And they're just making out next to a car, by the way. They're just like, what are you going to do next?
Because now it's like the end of every superhero movie, like the Punisher. He's going to go out.
And they're on a cliff.
Yeah. You know?
And there's a convertible. What are you going to do next? Oh, what was it? What did he say? At that point, I was like.
I think he's going to fight the rest of the ninjas and whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was fine. It would work better as a fake trailer.
Yeah. Or a short film. It could be
I will say it didn't run. It was confusing on what kind of comedy it wanted to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think it really ran out of steam, though.
Mm-mm.
Like I said, Black Dynamite runs out of steam toward the end. Me and Johanna watched a movie called Notzilla. It was a Godzilla parody.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty good. That's another one that starts to run out of steam.
Yeah.
This one, not so much. It's just, it didn't know if it wanted to just imitate a movie or be slapsticky and stupid.
Yeah.
But I had fun with it. I didn't hate it.
No,
A lot of people are like, oh, I hate when movies are trying to be bad on purpose. And I get that is annoying sometimes.
Well, there's a difference between this, which is clearly homaging, I don't think is a word.
Yeah, an homage.
An homage of certain things. And then you have a Sharknado.
Yeah, Sharknado.
Which is an intentional thing.
Yeah.
Or a fucking Kung Fury, kind of thing.
But at least with Sharknado and those types of things and Kung Fury, it's made well throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
It keeps that same look where I feel like this one has really great shots and lighting. And then when you see Carol going down the street and stuff, and there's they meet this homeless guy or something like this in one of the scenes, it's shot so poorly, and the camera is not supposed to be that shaky. It just looks like someone took it with a handheld and just didn't know what they were doing.
But I think maybe that's also part of it. You got to think, a low-budget movie of this type, they people would, Once again, not to bring up Swamp Zombies 2, how many people showed up for a day and then never came back, and we had to make things work with different cameras and different actors and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, I as someone who spent the last hour coming up with dumb ideas for other movies,
yeah.
I love that there's a movie called Velocipaster.
Yes. But apparently, though, I will say on IMDb, which kind of made me a little iffy about this, it said it cost about $35,000 to $45,000. That is the part that kind of makes me angry, because just thinking what we have done, we could have made something.
I can kind of see it for as shitty as the suit is. They made the suit. It's lit very well.
No, not so, all of it, though.
Not all of it. Not all of it is shot very well, but then there are scenes that are shot really well.
I think marketing and, like, the poster.
The poster's
probably
phenomenal.
You know? Because it's like, you know, we've been making Midnight Show for 10 years out of my pocket.
Yeah.
And I sent money, and Crystal helped me a lot, too, of buying props and getting people together. And just, like, you know, that movie's probably cost me about 15 to 20 grand, but that's over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And we could only film it when I had money, because I don't know if you know this. I had a lot of shitty jobs and not a lot of free time, you know?
Until I got so famous, I brought you in here.
And just like, you know, actors, like this thing is probably a lot of his friends or actors. There's people in all of our stuff who I'm like, that's a weird person I want to put on camera.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Like,
it's just asking for favors over and over is what we did. But imagine, though, if we had $45,000 to make a film.
That'd be awesome.
Like, now, we could make something.
Let me tell you something. This is not the worst dinosaur film I've ever seen.
No.
No.
I've seen another dinosaur film that was worse. I mentioned it before, but in case this is your first time watching.
What's that?
This is Thugs versus Dinosaurs.
I was supposed to be in this, and both times they asked me, I didn't show up.
This is Thugs versus Dinosaurs. I am, let me see here. Third build. I'm the third lead character.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you?
I'm top build.
Are you serious?
I'm top build in Bongo the Killer.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh, that son of a bitch! I've had this for like 2-3 years, and I had no idea the director put a picture of just my ass on the back.
Really? Let me see.
Look at it. He just used a picture of my ass.
Your third build in it's Len Kabaczynski, Mr. Lobo, Rubo, Crystal
and
Quinn.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not build like that on like websites and stuff like that either, though. They randomly pick one.
Sit back down. Anyway, so this movie is free on Amazon Prime and YouTube. I'm sure if you just hit up the director, he'll send you a copy. I mentioned this on rental reviews. I've brought it up a couple times, but let me really sell you on it since this is a dinosaur-themed movie. The legend is true. This movie actually got made in the summer of 2016 in small town Schwenksville. A group of friends got together to film a feature-length movie. Only a little over $2,000 was spent at the time. I lent them my camera at the time, so they didn't have to worry about buying a camera. This is the result. It's pretty angry. As a dinosaur apocalypse begins in a small town.
Wait. It literally says why they made the film first? Okay.
As a dinosaur apocalypse begins in a small town, a paleontologist and a Nazi descendant join forces with a war veteran to find his daughter.
Hey, thank you for your service.
Yes. The daughter, who was played by a very controversial person who was in the news. We're not going to mention her name. A daughter who never gets introduced in the movie. So the whole movie, you don't care about finding her. And then when she shows up at the end, you're like, I never met the character, so I don't care. This is a great movie. You can a fun game you can play with this movie. Guess which scenes I actually got to sleep before filming.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
So when I was making this, I just got hired by ScreenWave for Cinemassacre.
Yeah.
I was doing Uber, and I was still working at Office Max.
Ooh.
And I was getting ready for a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of things going on.
Oh, poor Tony.
And I was like, throughout most of this movie, you could tell, because we would film this at like 3-4 in the morning, you could tell I'm about to pass out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one scene where I'm actually acting really well because I had just gotten a full night of sleep. But the rest of the movie, I'm just like, the one scene, I'm like, can I just be laying in the bed? And they're like, why? I'm like, because I need to lay down. I'm so tired.
Tony, how do you feel that you went from nothing to now you're super famous, Tony,
I'm so
from Hack
famous.
The Film?
And shout out to Trip Tiffany for the director of Bugs. One day we're going to have him on here.
For him to apologize.
Yes. So check that out. Velociraptor's better.
Yeah.
If you want to see a really bad dinosaur movie, check
it
out.
I'm going to make a movie where whenever Crystal gets really like turned on, she turns into a dinosaur. Ready?
Oh, no. It's a Tyrannosaurus sex. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ah! Ah! Oh, Jesus Christ. The wall's about to fall. Be very careful.
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our other videos and Patreon page.